The New York Jets have high hopes for this coming NFL season, and they're led by a coach who's not shy about declaring that ambition. The team is attracting a lot of attention and will be featured in a documentary series that premieres tonight on HBO called Hard Knocks. NPR's Mike Pesca visited the Jets in their training camp north of New York City and filed this report.
There is a buzz around the New York Jets. In fact, there it is, right there. That's actually a remote-controlled helicopter fitted with a camera used to hover above jet practices, just one of the cleverest toys at the disposal of the NFL Films crew, which produces Hard Knocks. They've yet to invent the technology to properly get the measure of Jets head coach Rex Ryan, however. Ryan is funny and voluble and not given to say nothing coach speak. For instance, he broke an unwritten rule in the NFL by boldly predicting a championship.
I believe we'll do it. So why wouldn't we say it? Why wouldn't we go for it? And again, I don't care if people don't like it or whatever. Oh, let me just shut up, win some. I've won a lot more than that person writing it, I can promise you that. My crystal ball, I'm seeing a Super Bowl trophy in there.
Ryan's an inspiration to his team and a gold mine to Steve Trout, the producer of Hard Knocks.
They say he's brash or he's cocky. There couldn't be anything further from the truth. The guy he's the opposite of cocky. He doesn't care about what people think of him, and that's why the players love the guy. He leads by, look, we are who we are. Take it for what it's worth.
The Ryan approach is evident during the Jets' Cortland, New York training camp sessions. The defense is hard-hitting, trash-talking, and score-stifling. But Ryan's enthusiasm sometimes gets the better of him. He consumes a reported 7,000 calories a day, or did before off-season bariatric surgery. More importantly to the running of the team is the steady diet of praise he serves to his players. Some might be overindulging. Darrell Revis heard his coach call him the best cornerback in the NFL so often, he's now demanding a contract commensurate with that description. But Ryan still ladles out compliments like a chef at a chili cook-off. He called his center the best in the league. He says of his left tackle,
the thing that I really like about Brick, besides everything,
he says of his quarterback,
now we got a great quarterback,
and his wideouts.
And then look at the receivers. That when I looked at them, I'm like, wow, these guys are pretty good.
In the course of 4 minutes, Ryan had assessed every offensive position as somewhere between dominant and the best in the NFL. And Ryan's a defensive-minded coach. Ryan also encourages the Jets sophomore QB Mark Sanchez to be himself, which became apparent as I talked to tight end Dustin Keller. Keller was reveling in the high expectations.
Last year, we were underrated, you know, so we had to prove people wrong. And now people have us kind of highly rated. Now we want to prove them right.
And here comes Sanchez chiming in with praise for his tight end.
Sick. That's like 7 days in a row. Balling.
Keller takes the pass without breaking stride. Lest Sanchez's swagger spiral out of control, there are veterans like center Nick Mangold to keep the young guy grounded.
Yeah, well, we finally found a quarterback. He finally came around, you know. It took a while for the kid, but he's good. He's the same playful kid that he always has been, but this time he's got a little bit more confidence knowing exactly what's coming out of his mouth. He knows what's going on.
The fact remains that New York only made the playoffs last year after beating opponents in the final 2 weeks who had no incentive to win. The Jets broke into a bank that was unguarded, then flashed the cash all over town. To the rest of the NFL, this was presumptuous. To Hard Knocks producer Steve Trout, it's great TV.
Hard Knocks has hit Broadway, so I'm sure the numbers will be better because there's a lot more buzz this year than any other year.
The Jets invited the attention and underlined their ambitions, which makes for a good show on a summer Wednesday. Sundays in winter are a different ballgame. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.